It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Blake Shelton was on Ellen yesterday, and he got super embarrassed when Ellen shows video of him falling on stage during a performance.
You know, I blame that on Pitbull was on that show, which is a great combination, by the way.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton and Pitbull.
You have the same fans.
So you can imagine how I was feeling. I fell down on stage. Fell down on stage.
What did you trip over?
I backed in. Does it matter?
No. You're right. It does not.
It is what it is.
I absolutely love Blake Shelton and Ellen, so the two of them together is absolutely hysterical. The Spice Girls announced their reunion shows yesterday. People have been waiting for this announcement. It finally came, but Victoria Beckham will not be participating. They will take place in England next year. The shows begin June 1st and end June 15th, and it isn't known why Beckham isn't taking part in the reunion or if more shows will be announced, but here's a video clip of where they announced it.
Hello, ladies. I'm ready.
Jerry.
What?
What is that?
Jerry, we were all on the email.
We did say we are all going to be in black tuxedos.
Melanie.
Now, ask yourself, is that a black tuxedo?
Melanie.
Dress.
We're going on tour.
La, 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 la.
Come on, girls.
La, la, la,
la. La, 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 la.
Dang, they still sound good, but how can you say the Spice Girls are going on tour if it's not all the Spice Girls?
Well, they did perform just the four of them, I think from like 1998 to like 2001 when Ginger wasn't in. They're performing or wasn't performing
I
with
didn't
them.
Even, see,
so.
I didn't even know that. I guess I'm not a super huge Spice Girls fan, but I hate when bands go out and they're not all together.
I know.
Like,
it's
on,
so
guys.
Sad. I actually hate that too. But this tour is going to be phenomenal. All of them are still in incredible shape too. A very pregnant Amy Schumer posted an Instagram video showing her reaction to her first ultrasound appointment. She's pregnant with new husband Chris Fisher. The couple just got married this past summer. Here's a clip from the video.
Oh my God. Oh my God. See, it has so much energy. That's why I'm puking every day.
Ugh.
That's funny. Matthew McConaughey opened up in a recent interview that he auditioned for the part of Jack in Titanic and was very confident after his audition and thought he had it.
I went and auditioned with, I wanted that. I auditioned with Kate Winslet. Had a good audition. Walked away from there pretty confident that I had it. I didn't get it. I never got offered that.
Could you imagine if he got the part of Jack?
Hey, the ship's going down. We're all going to die. All right, all right, all right.
And that's the garbage. Coming up in the next garbage, a huge celebrity feud was finally put to bed very recently.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Today's a special day. You can go out and vote. This is so cool. What an 82-year-old woman did for the first time when it comes to voting. I want to share it with you and actually have her share the excitement of what she did coming up in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show.